Part of every purchase helps us continue our style of bringing you the best non-commercial music programming around. So check us out today by logging on to www.whfr.fm and click the link on the right of the page for our online store. Once again, our website address is www.whfr.fm. And thank you for helping WHFR continue making waves.
The Trade and Apprentice Education Division of the Henry Ford Community College is excited to present a new 10-credit-hour Renewable Energy Certificate Program. The content of the courses will be structured to inform the students of both present and future renewable energy concepts. This certificate program should interest students who are looking for an alternative to our current reliance on fossil fuels. To learn more about this program, please contact the Trade and Apprentice Education Division at 313-845-9609 or on the internet at www.hfcc.edu.
This is an official station of the MAEB. The Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters was formed in 1977 to support your local high school and college radio stations. These stations serve the community and create alternative programming. But most importantly, they discover and train the next generation of broadcasters. For more information on the MAEB and its affiliates, visit www.maeb.org.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. The process is simple. The results are guaranteed 100%. That's the Megalow and Partners promise. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, I'm kidding. Megalo and Partners, your partner in foreclosure prevention. Stop in anytime.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
The views and opinions expressed on the following show are not necessarily those of this radio station or Henry Ford Community College. Good afternoon. This is WHFR Dearborn. You're listening to the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. And my special guest on the fifth anniversary of this show is Camille Procaccini. She's a well-known professional clairvoyant, certified hypnotherapist, and all-around great person. That's what you wanted me to say, right?
Thank you. Like and how much do I owe you for that?
We'll talk about that later. But Camille, thank you for doing the show. How are you?
I'm great, and thanks so much for asking.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for doing the anniversary show. I know you were on the fourth anniversary show. I don't know if you remember that or not, but
I know I was not here. I didn't know it was a fourth.
Okay, well, it's a trend here. You never know.
Love it.
Also, first, I would like to thank you once again for actually speaking at our Festival of Enlightenment Holistic Fair.
That was back
in March. I really do appreciate it. It was a great event, and it really helped raise some money for this radio station, which is why we do it. So once again, thank you very much for
doing
that.
I'm glad I could do it. It was great.
Well, thank you. Okay. Also, I want to mention, too, a little bit later in the show, I'm going to be getting a reading. We'll see how that goes, but that's going to be something later on in the show. First of all, something I want to touch on. I know we've talked a little bit about it in the past, and that is you work with law enforcement agencies,
yes,
helping to solve crimes. Is that something you do quite often?
I wouldn't say quite often, but if somebody calls and needs some assistance, I have people from other states that will call and ask if I will look into it, and then we give the information to the law enforcement people. So I've done things in California, I've done things Arizona, Chicago, and Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you actually fly out to, say, California to help
no,
out?
No, I don't really need to. A lot of times I do what's called remote viewing. So I'll look at a map and I'll close my eyes and I can pinpoint certain things sometimes. Other times I will just download whatever is coming. I write it. And then I call the people back and give them all the information that I've received.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have to be there. It's like with a reading. I don't have to be in
right.
your presence. I can do it on the phone or Skype.
Right. Skype. Skype's a wonderful thing now.
Yeah,
right?
I love Skype.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's just as effective, right?
Yes.
As doing it in
absolutely
person.
Absolutely, just as effective.
But here in Michigan, do you actually go to the crime scene as well?
I have in the past. It's not my favorite thing to do because mm-hmm. I have to feel all the energy of the person that was wounded
mm-hmm.
Or hurt or passed away. And mm-hmm. so I don't really like doing that kind of thing. I really don't like it when it's children. I have a really hard time with kids. It makes me sad.
Mm-hmm.
So I, but, you know, I have to go into the energy of the soul that was hurt, and then I have to see whatever I see, because I can see and I can hear and I can feel it. So that's how I'll write it down for law enforcement.
Mm-hmm. Do you actually feel the pain and the terror that a person has gone through?
I take myself out of it. As soon as I start feeling it, I can separate from the pain and just look at the action. So
mm-hmm.
I don't have to. It's a form of hypnotherapy, actually. It's self-hypnosis, so I don't have to really feel the pain
right.
of the other person, because that's excruciatingly sad. So
right.
you don't want to do that.
Right. It's kind of like when you do a self-regression and you do a past life regression.
Yes, exactly.
And you just rise above the pain, even though you're viewing your death scene in a particular life.
Exactly. It's just the same. So mm-hmm. I can separate the two. I kind of compartmentalize. It's my to get the most amount of information for the people so that they can find whoever did it. And that's really why I do the work.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you contact the police agency or do they call you?
Well, it's happened both ways. So there was an Ann Arbor rapist a number of years ago. And I see we have another one now.
Mm-hmm.
But a number of years ago, I had dreams where I would see where he lived. I could see the address. They took me over this bridge, and he was walking towards me so I could see his face. And then I called friends of mine that are in law enforcement and said, we need to go look, because that's what it was. And they found out later, right where I had gone over the bridge and to the right is where he was living
mm-hmm.
at the time that he committed one of the rapes.
Mm-hmm. So this was a vision that you saw him on the bridge?
It was given to me in the theta state, so it's like a REM dream, but it
mm-hmm.
was real. I mean, it has a different energy to it. So I was seeing him coming at me. I was with a law enforcement person that I knew walking down towards where that person was coming from.
Right, and did you actually see the numbers on the address where you can make
yes.
those out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yeah, I did. It was in the area. They gave me the biggest numbers they could see in the dream, and
mm-hmm.
when you drive past that space as you're going over that bridge, those are the numbers that were there.
Right. Now, are you able to testify in some of these cases? Do they ask you to do that as well?
I haven't really had to do that because they usually have enough information once, but I can give them extra information that they might not have of knowing any
mm-hmm.
other way, and then they can interrogate them. So
right, so you never really have done that per se?
No.
Okay.
No.
Would that frighten you or would that worry
no.
you?
No, it is what it is. I mean, I get the information and
right.
I don't mind.
Yeah, if it's right, it's right.
It's right, it's right. That's right. And it helps the people that have been wounded, and that's what I worry about.
Mm-hmm. That must make you feel very good, especially when you really can help innocent victims really kind of close that case and put that person into prison or
sure,
whatever.
Because
the case may be.
It's a trauma. It's something that you really never get over. And you have to, you know, work through it. But if you can put closure on it and that person goes away, then the trauma of it is not nearly as bad. Because if you can't find him, how do you know when he's going to not come again? And there are repeat offenders for that.
Right, right.
So you want to be sure it's nailed down tight. The law enforcement won't do anything until they know for sure they've got every bit of evidence that they need. And now with DNA, it's awesome because they can usually get them.
Right.
The Ann Arbor rapist, though, that was an interesting thing. They couldn't get semen.
Mm-hmm.
So, because he was protecting. So.
Oh, okay. Well, again, you know, criminals are pretty smart too sometimes.
Ooh,
I mean,
they're very
smart. They use a lot of different ways to commit these crimes.
Exactly.
Now, has it happened where you're just perhaps sitting at home watching the evening news and you pick up on a story and you immediately get impressions as to what might have happened in certain cases?
Yes, I have had that happen a number of times. The most recent was this little girl, and I think she's in Missouri, but I don't really know where.
Mm-hmm.
3 years old, and she was riding her bicycle, and all I can see is her riding in the cul-de-sac, and I can see three houses to my right, and the third house is where I can see that she was taken from in front of that house. So I don't know, you know, I wanted to look at it again, and then if I feel strongly enough about it, I would get in touch with the authorities.
Mm-hmm. But you wouldn't normally get involved if you were impressed that it wasn't for you to do?
You know, anybody that can help, I figure I can help some way. Maybe one little hint that I give them will get whatever they need. So right now, I just saw that on the news today. And
mm-hmm.
So I guess it's been going on for a couple of days, but
mm-hmm.
I keep seeing it. So
right. Now, do you feel that these police agencies respect your talent and your ability and they don't question it or make fun of you anyway?
I've never been made fun of. I think the deal is some believe, some don't. I'm not asking you to believe. I'm just asking you to check it out. That's all I'm doing. So I got this information. If they're good detectives, which most of them are, they go by any lead and every lead, and they have to check it out. I mean, if you called in and said, you know, I had a dream about this, they'd still have to check it for you, even if you're not doing the work of a clairvoyant. But people still get messages and still receive them.
Mm-hmm.
And so all that information, I feel, needs to be given.
Right. Well, again, a lot of information does come through dreams, and that's helped you solve, obviously, some cases.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Now, do you get any type of reward or awards or anything for
no.
your work?
No, I don't need them.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they get them, that's all I
right.
care about.
That is your reward.
That
right.
is my reward.
Yeah.
Get
right.
those guys off the street.
Right. Currently, what's going on in Ann Arbor? There's another rapist that's going around. Any impressions about that particular case?
You know, I've seen a number of things. I feel that there's a triangle kind of shape. You know, where he's hitting, but I feel he lives in that triangle. He's smart enough to know that people are furious right now, and so he's keeping it under control at the moment. But I don't know. I feel like next week it's going to break out some
mm-hmm.
stuff, and maybe they'll catch the guy. I'm praying for it.
Yes, right. Hopefully that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Very quickly, I just want to remind everybody that you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This program is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. Today, my special guest is Camille Procaccini, well-known professional clairvoyant and certified hypnotherapist. Now, when you do a reading, do you ever approach a client with any trepidation that you are actually afraid to tell them some information that you're receiving?
No, it's not my job to be afraid. It's my job to deliver all the messages as they come through. And many of my friends will tell you, I really hold nothing back.
Yeah, right. Well, I think that's the biggest concern. You know, they're afraid that they're going to contract cancer and die in a fiery car crash or something, you know.
Well, no, but that's the great thing for me is that it's never given that way. Mm-hmm. So what will be told to me would, like if there was potential for you to be in an accident, let's say, my guides will show me and say, you need to tell Mike, looks like somebody hitting his car from the left-hand side. That's a two-week period of time for me that you need to be cautious. Mm-hmm. So I'm giving you information to protect you from something maybe worse that might have that might happen, okay? The contract in death between you and God is between you and God. It's not my mm-hmm. business. I agree to deliver messages to protect you, sometimes from yourself and sometimes from accidents, but depends. Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. Mike.
That's right, yes. Sometimes we can't handle ourselves. You're right about that.
Exactly.
So when you do this, though, I mean, you don't really get too specific that, you know, something's going to happen or this car crashes into you and stuff, because it's hard in that, you know, if it's supposed to happen, it's going to happen, correct? I mean, there is fate.
Well, there is fate, but the deal for me is I can if I can avert death.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give you the message here, Mike. I don't want you to get hurt, mm-hmm. but it's like, and I may have told this story before on the show, but I had friends that were going to the balloon festival in Arizona. Mm-hmm. I had done a reading on one of the people that was going, and I said to her, "Whatever you do on this day, do not get in a car and do not drive and don't let anybody else drive. That day, I want you all to just sit in your hotel room by the pool and have a pina colada or something," whatever it is. And she goes, "Okay, all right." And they went off, and one of the guys rented a car, and they were on their way to go to the balloon festival, even though I told them, don't do it. And I had told her that I saw a burgundy color car hitting their car. So that's why I didn't want them driving. So she goes, "Okay, all right, everything's fine." Yeah, they all get in the car. Oh, and who hits them? A maroon car.
Yes.
From behind, because the guy, she's telling the guy the story as he's driving the car, and he's looking in the rearview mirror going, "Holy,
yeah, you know
we
what.
Are in serious trouble." Bam, bam, bam. And there were like 32 cars in this accident.
Mm-hmm.
So they call me from the accident. We didn't listen.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, I think, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's right. See that? I knew it and you didn't listen. Do you ever do that though? I mean, you don't really rub it
I don't rub it in, but I will say to you, did I tell you that? And they'll go, yes. I say, you didn't listen? No.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I can't get people to do it. I'm just telling you the truth as I know it.
Right. Well, there is free will. I mean,
people can do
what they want. It may not be the right thing necessarily, but
And people know what's right for them. And, you know, it's sort of like, you know, if you're an Aries, I am. I can run my head into the wall 3 times and look at you and say, "Hey, Mike, did you know the wall's not moving?"
I didn't notice that. Do it again. But, yeah, okay, I mean, some people can be stubborn. And I would imagine that some people probably go out of their way, perhaps, to prove you wrong, to say, you know, "Hey, see, I did this, nothing happened." And just to say, "Hey, you know, it wasn't necessarily correct, that's all."
I think it's more that they want to be right.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, you know, I look at my statistics according to my peeps, and the deal is this: I'm going to tell you 92% accurate. I would tell you that I'm 92% accurate, and I know it. I mean, it may take 9 years.
Right. Well, some of the visions and information you get probably just don't happen in the next 6 to 12 months. It could be 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road.
Most of them, usually a 9-year cycle for me. So I can look at it and do... Like when we do your reading, I've asked my guides to give you a 2-year block of time, next 2 years.
Okay.
are they going to listen to me? Not necessarily, Mike, but the deal is that they will give me the information that's pertinent to you now and to the future.
Right.
Everything is based on what you choose to do, mm-hmm. and all things are subject to change every 24 hours based on your action.
Right.
So whatever you decide you want to suffer through, you suffer through. Whatever you people want to be martyrs, they can. They want mm-hmm. drama. Let them,
right.
You know, but it's more for me, like, I'll give you the information. I've given you the best information I can give via your guidance. And now you need to go out and act upon what they're asking you to do. Your guides don't want to see you hurt. Only you want to see you hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, like we were saying earlier, sometimes people are their own worst enemy.
Exactly. You know? And I think a lot of it has to do with self-worth and not feeling good about who they are. And then they seek affection or anything from the outside, because we all want to be validated. I mean, that is the truth of life.
Right.
And we want to be loved. But we sometimes don't love ourselves, which is the saddest part. And because if we loved ourselves, we would look at things in a bigger picture and say, yeah, not so good for me, maybe good for me. What do I need to learn from it? That sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. So if a client comes to you, do you generally just keep it at a two-year limit? Or, again, it's just open
no, it's
and
not,
whatever happens, happens?
Yeah, it's not really mine to determine. It's their guides. So mm-hmm. I hook up with the guides, their guides, and then my guides. And then my guides I can hear, and they'll talk through me to you. And then I'll give you the message as I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Or the best of my ability.
Right. Now, if you're facing a big decision in life about a certain subject, do you rely on your own intuition, or do you consult with somebody else to possibly help give you some guidance?
You know, I have people that I talk things over with that are really close and know me well, and I don't pull any punches with other people. I expect those people not to pull any punches with me. But there are times that I will actually ask my guides just to give me a sign. So they'll give me a sign in the waking state or sometimes in the dream state. It just depends on if I'm listening in the waking mm-hmm. state. You know,
right.
I'm no different than anybody else, really.
Right. Well, that's just it, too. Emotions get in the way, too. And you may really want something to happen because that's your choice, but that may not be the right thing for you to do, but
exactly.
You do it anyway, again, like we were talking earlier. In that type of case, do you try to take a step back and, again, you consult with somebody, anybody? I mean, anybody that you respect?
Yes, I have a person that I talk to pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
As far as, he's not a reader,
mm-hmm.
but he's a logical person who really will say to me, okay, Camille, now look at it logically, which we know I'm not really, Mike. We knew John.
Well, who is really logical? I mean, a lot of us just, run off at the mouth and do whatever.
Yeah, but I do have, good people around me that do worry about me, that help me if I go to them. My guides, though, they give me most of my information, and if I am confused by the message that I received, which can happen for me sometimes, as I'll look at it and go, really? Perhaps I better ask for a sign.
Yeah.
So I'll ask for a sign, but I ask for a specific sign. I don't say, God, please show me a sign, because, sometimes us humans, we're going about our daily activity and paying not attention to the signs that are coming.
Right.
Blocks that are happening, because we're all blocked. It's
right.
Like one person a long time ago wanted to go to this school. She decided, this is the school I'm going to. And every time, Mike, she'd be blocked. They'd lose her application.
Right.
Didn't matter what it was.
She couldn't take a hint?
No, she couldn't take the hint. So finally, I'm looking at her. She'd been trying for 9 months to get into this school. And I'm thinking, what's wrong with this picture? Please tell me. So I say, all right, if it were me and I said, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, what is it you would say to me? And she said, I'm not supposed to go there. I go, magical.
Duh. Yeah, right.
Magic.
Right.
So she decided, okay, let it go. 2 days later, she was at a party. These women were talking about the school, these professors, how wonderful they were. She asked if it was the college that she had wanted to go to. They said no. It was this other college, which was closer to her house, like 5 minutes from her house versus 30 minutes from her house. She could get the degree she wanted in a year and a half, and she was done. So, you know, black, 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 you got to look at the blacks.
Right. And then things seem to open up sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Opened up a whole new world to her, a whole new job, everything. It was great. It's great. It's
mm-hmm.
great.
Mm-hmm. And once again, I just want to remind everybody that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This program is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. My special guest this month is Camille Procaccini, well-known professional clairvoyant and certified hypnotherapist. Have you ever used any other modality as far as metaphysics go in searching out answers? Have you ever gone to a palm reader or astrologist, anything like that?
I like astrology because numbers don't lie and people do is the way I kind of look at that,
right.
You know.
Well, that's true. Numbers don't lie. They
numbers don't lie.
That, right.
And that is a problem sometimes with my bank account. But.
Yeah, right. Well.
Oh, my gosh. Look, that can't be right. The bank must have made a mistake.
Yeah.
But, you know, so astrology, I do like it for that reason, because it's very logical. You read it. You look at it. It's a great tool. And I did study astrology for a couple of years. It's just not how I'm supposed to give the information. I take it and use it in my readings as a basis for me to kind of go into the reading and look at where you are, what you're supposed to learn, and where you are in life now.
Right. But you do use numerology, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. In your readings?
Yep. Numerology and astrology.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, and the numbers never lie.
And the numbers never lie.
Okay, well, I guess maybe we're getting to that point now where, do we need a drum roll or something? I don't know. Yeah, okay, very good. No. But you're ready to go with this reading? I mean, you don't have to do anything special, like 50 push-ups or anything like that?
No, I prayed. That's all I need to
okay.
do.
So. Now, is that what you generally do when you get ready for a reading? You just say a prayer or meditate or what?
Usually if I'm at home, I meditate kind of prayer kind of thing for about a half hour, depending, before I start with my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm connected up.
Yeah, you're all hooked up. Do you just tell your client to be open and accepting of whatever you tell them?
I ask them if they just have an open heart and open mind, that it might be easier to, you know, a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
No, okay. Okay, well.
Ready?
Sure. Let's give it a go.
All right. So the deal is Mike is kind enough to give me his birthday so that I have his birthday, and all of you wonderful women out there that might be looking for a date. He's not going to tell you his age right now, but I'm going to tell you.
I'll tell you later. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
I'll tell you the numerology for him. So according to his birth number, he's a 9, and a birth number 9 represents accepting completion or letting go of what is not for his highest good. And he must learn to accept this completion or letting go in all aspects of his life before he chooses to go to the other side. Now he's in a 3 cycle, which is body, mind, spirit balance for this year. So coming up on his birthday, it goes from year to year and it changes each year. So next year he'll be a 4, this year he's a 3. Body, mind, spirit balance, and seeking balance in financial abundance. So I would say to you, Mike, time to ask for a raise.
Okay.
You might want to know that today, okay? I'm also just going to write down a few notes for you while we're going. It looks like that over the last 3 months that you're changing thought patterns and you're thinking about going in a slightly different direction. And so we're going to write that down for you. And this is in your work. And so there's some things that you're wanting to do to expand on and that you're looking to do that. Remember, there is no limit on age unless you decide to limit you. And so your guidance really don't think that's necessary at this time. You're walking, talking, happy. That's a good thing. So the slight change is just a slight directional change and adding more to the plate for you, okay? In other words, you have some ideas, some great ideas that you want to bring here and another place too. So we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
And because I've never read you before, and we do want people to understand that, I don't know you personally. I mean, I've met you three times on the radio station. I'm going to ask some questions because it's important for me to go into the space that's going to be most helpful for you to get the best answers for you at this time, okay? Do you work here full-time? Because I honestly don't know.
No, this is really, it's not really a job. It's a volunteer situation.
Okay.
I do something else as a full-time job.
All right.
Security officer.
Okay. And did somebody just leave? Like, it looks like somebody just left who was a little higher than you in your real job.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that just happened not too long ago, really. They say slight tweaking in the mind here. We need to look at what's going to be best for you. The new person that's coming in, my grandma would say mezzomeds. That means half and half. The jury's still out on this soul. You're not sure how they're going to be, even if you knew them ahead of time, like if he was moved up or she was moved up. Okay? Is this a job that you wanted?
I wanted it for the money, yes, but it's not really something where I wanted to do it as a career necessarily. It just worked out that a friend got me into this line of work, so
that's what
I've done lately.
Right, and it's, you know, it's okay work, but it's mindless work for you. You have more to offer in the brain department, so we're hoping that you will shift it and look at what you really want to do now. For me, it's when you're in this back and forth stage, back and forth, what do I really do? What do I want to have done? We have to look at what you wish for you now. So I always recommend to my clients that you write down the top three things you want to do, even if you have no education in that area or you have no wisdom and knowledge in that area. It doesn't really matter to me. It's you asking yourself, what do I really want to do? Do I want to, and where do I want to live? Because there's some things here about moving also, Mike. So I don't know if you're moving this week, but
anytime soon.
Okay. But they do show me that you want to move. And this is in a 2-year block. Remember that I do the reading. I'm looking at the next 2 years. Okay. At the end of that 2-year cycle, even though you're telling me no right now, that you are not planning on moving at this moment in time, I'm going to tell you, pack some boxes. It's
okay.
Not what you wanted to hear.
Well, no, I would like to move, but I don't really see it financially at this time. That's all.
Okay, but this is what I'm going to tell you. You're moving. So that one's a given. That's what they tell me. The next thing that we need to look at is you honestly looking at you and where you want to go with your life career. Doesn't matter how old you are. We're seeing so many people right now who are amazing people who have lost their jobs at 40, 50, 60 years old, going back to schools just like your school here, and getting a new career path. And that's part of what you're needing to look at for you. And it's not what you really want to do. Oh, sorry, Mike, I can't tell you anything different than that.
Yeah,
Mike's
okay.
Sitting
I
here
mean,
going, oh
no,
my gosh,
right.
Why'd I agree to this
right,
one?
No, just going back to school doesn't really, you know, I don't really think that I'm going back to school, but hey, things change.
But schooling for me doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go 9 to 5.
Right.
Schooling for me is re-educating, reorienting your thought processes
right.
to apply them to a job that would be for your highest
right.
good. And so for me, it's like, hello, come to our page.
Right. It's just a new learning experience.
And you have the brain power and the wherewithal. As far as your eclectic background, they're showing me eclectic, meaning one from column A, one from column B. I can do this, I can do that, I'm about this, okay? And so when you sit down and you really look at that, you can create a great career if you so choose, okay? Remember, this is free will.
Right.
And you have it just as well as everyone else. So I want you to really start thinking, according to what your guide people are telling me, that this would be a good time for you now to really seek work on your own. You've thought about it, just can't see how that's going to go down. okay?
Right.
And sometimes you come to people like me because we can see, and we can see without any emotion. We can look at where you need to go. May have to finish this reading later, Mike.
Okay. I don't know what that means, but
as far as work goes.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Now, who's Kathy? I know better than to do this on air, but go ahead.
Kathy, the only thing that's coming to me right now is somebody that works in the building where I work. I don't really know her that well. Right off the top of my head, that's the only kid that's
okay.
coming to me.
So when I get names, when I'm doing readings, first name, middle name, last name is how I get them. Are there any people that have crossed over that would be Catherine, Kathleen, Kathy?
Not necessarily that I can think of right
okay.
this time.
So I'm going to put a little question mark there, and we'll just move mm-hmm. on. Okay. And do you like this Kathy at work? She's a nice lady.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
She's a very nice lady.
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to I want you to always be nice to Kathy, all right?
Okay,
all right.
We'll do my best.
Okay, good. Do you have any questions? Because I know our time is limited today. And usually I do an hour reading, so we're just getting little
snippets.
Right,
this is the mini
This is
reading.
A snippet
yes.
reading.
Yes.
Right. Is there anything else you'd kind of like to know about that I might be able to?
I was just curious about health, possibly okay. improving.
Okay. As far as your health, they're showing me that 43 need to go.
43 need to go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I see. All right. Okay.
Okay. And so...
good luck with that. I think I'll go back to school instead. She's showing me how much weight I have to lose in case anybody
worried,
out there is
I'm worried about your high blood pressure, folks. I am worried about high blood pressure for you, dear. And so that's something that you're well aware of. And But this is what they're giving me as the mm-hmm. number. That's not my
right.
number. I don't really know. I'm not a doctor. I don't profess to be a doctor. But I do say that I do have high blood pressure.
Right.
Though.
Well, not really. Not in the past, I haven't anyway.
Mm. When was the last time you had that checked? Yeah,
well,
it's been 3 years
no,
coming up.
No, it has not. It's pretty much, it's been a little high, but it used to be textbook, you know,
yeah, yeah.
120 over 80.
Yeah, and it will be again. That's what I'm saying to you. But you're needing to take that away. They're going to give me a diet for you that you can, it's called the Dukin diet. Okay.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, you will.
Okay. I've heard of it now.
It's probably the easiest thing that you can do, and it will help you. Part of the thing is that most people don't eat properly, or they skip meals.
Mm-hmm.
Mike.
Right. Well,
okay.
I know they say breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and
yeah.
I usually skip that.
Yeah, but. And that is the most important. This diet, and I'm not joking you, this diet, you can start it, and depending on how much weight you have to lose, you'll lose somewhere between 10 and 20 pounds in the first 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Is this an awesome diet. A radical diet?
No,
or?
It's no. not, because I don't believe in radical. It teaches you, the first 4 days, it's one thing, protein, because the problem with most people is they're insulin resistant, and they choose to not eat, which helps make them more insulin resistant, and you've got to be careful with that. Okay, what's the diabetes in the family? Who is that? Was
Nobody
that the father's side?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay,
I mean it
all
might
right.
be a possibility, but not that I'm aware of.
Okay, because they're showing me diabetes.
I don't always know a lot about the health on either side of my family.
Okay, I'm just sharing what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, now do you have any other questions? I you know I don't see that you know. This is going to take you out, okay? But we do worry when you're carrying so much weight because of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. What about...
Who's John, though?
John?
Mm-hmm. Living or deceased? Deceased.
Again, okay, maybe he is, but I don't recall it.
Okay, who is it?
John, per se. I was just concerned about a back issue.
Okay. That's the right side?
No, that's the left side, probably.
Oh. My right.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
right.
I'm facing
it's
him.
It works that way sometimes.
I am dyslexic sometimes, too. And is that the lower back, mid to low?
Yes, definitely lower back.
Okay. And did they say there's a curvature out there? Like a little curve it shows me like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really am going to the doctor this Monday to
MRI
get it checked out. I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to have an MRI so that it looks like it. But there's looks like a slight, it's not like a huge bulging, but it just curves slightly. So something's totally out of whack there. Do you go to a chiropractor sometimes?
No.
Okay. All right. Sometimes they can help put things in. But in the meantime, good thing to have it checked by the doctor. It looks like an MRI. In your future here, not too far away. Remember that the left side is where we take all information in. When it's lower back, it's feeling unloved, unsupported, and financially unsupported.
Okay.
Will that help you?
Yes.
Okay,
you know,
all right.
That about nails it right on the head. You know,
Other than that, we're good, Mike.
Yeah, right.
But I don't, you know, the thing for me is remember that if we're carrying too much weight in the front, it pulls off of the back. Those,
right.
The core muscles need to be strengthened
right.
in order for you to have what it is you need. You can do that.
Right. Well, that's what they say, too. I mean, to help your back out, work on your abdominal muscles as well.
And so what we want you to do, guidance-wise, what they're saying is if this amount is lost, you should be just about where you need to be. The pain in your back's going to go away because you're going to start now looking at new jobs for you and where you want to go with this job. And they'd like you to write it down. Anytime we write something down, it makes it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, really important for you right now to create.
What if it's a job that you know in your heart of hearts and your soul of souls, there's no way you could do that or that would not be a possibility for you during this lifetime?
Is it because you feel you don't have the education to do it?
No, it's just that I'm too old. I mean, at this point.
Well,
know.
Jumping out of airplanes, Mike,
well,
really, that
no,
is just not an option
not
here today. But
just the physical, you know, I mean,
yeah.
You get older,
Sure. You
know, slow down a little bit or
okay.
What
but
have
sometimes
you.
When you look at a job, for me, it's like, okay, this is the main core of that job, all right? But how could I be connected to it in a different way? So maybe, you know, the young virile guys that you are hanging out with, or is there a way that you can be a part of the whole thing, which still allows you to be in the energy and the space, which gives you a feeling of euphoria at some level?
Right.
And so that's why.
Kind of
and
like,
is that with the car?
By association?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily,
okay.
Although I do need a new car.
Yeah,
how about that?
Is that
in the future?
Well, actually, that's what I'm seeing I keep seeing a car. They keep showing it to me and showing it to me. I'm thinking, what, does he want to be a race car driver? What's up with that? Okay, so so we do need a new car. And
yes.
That is coming to a theater near you soon, by the way.
Okay.
Okay. But the real crux of everything is you actually honoring you and choosing a job that's going to be for your highest good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We all have to make money.
Yes, right. Well, yeah, we do because we have to live and put gas in the car, et
and
cetera,
food,
et cetera.
And food, manja,
right.
Manja. That's what my grandma used to say. So eat, eat.
Yeah, that's Italian for eat, eat.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Camille. Appreciate that you
just
gave me this reading.
Snippet.
Right, and we'll just take it one step at a time.
All right, great.
Now, when you do this on a regular basis, do people ever get upset with you?
Oh, yeah.
For something that you
yeah.
tell them? They don't want to hear that?
No, they don't want to hear it. But I don't care.
Yeah, it's coming out anyway. Again, do you sometimes, when you're telling somebody something that maybe they've mentioned that, okay, they do know so-and-so, and you can see in your head, in your mind, this is the person they're going to marry, you can see them getting married, do you actually say that to a person, or do you just say that, well, so-and-so is going to be or has the potential of being very special in your life and just let it go at that?
I'll tell you whether I think they're good or bad for you.
Okay,
basically.
That's it.
And, you know, I'll give it to you. If I see that somebody's supposed to get married, I do mention that marriage is in your near future, 2 years down the road, whatever. An interesting thing happened with my cousin. Her son, she only has one son, is a airline pilot in Vietnam. And he met a woman who's a anchor, TV anchor someplace else. And so they've been seeing each other, going back and forth. And she says, "Well, do you think this is the one, Camille?" My cousin and I go, "I don't know, honey. All I can see is she has dark hair." And she goes, "No, she doesn't. This girl he's dating doesn't have dark hair." And I go, "I don't know. I feel really good about the girl, but I'm telling you, I see him marrying a girl with dark hair." So they met this girl this past weekend. Oh, do you know she has dark hair? She just has blonde highlights, but I always see the roots. See the roots, you know.
You see the roots real are thing.
Most, yeah, I see the most important part, the roots.
Do you ever feel the need to tell members of your family what's going on? That I know, obviously, you care for them and you want to see them healthy and happy. Do you ever feel the need that you have to express yourself, whether they want to hear it or not again?
Oh, I have many, many times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they might not talk to me for months.
Yeah, right.
But this is the deal. I would rather say it than regret that it wasn't said. And, you know, the things that we don't say, we never get to say again. We never. Right. When my dad had a heart attack and had to have 8 bypasses done, the week before, I said at one time.
Yeah, that's a lot.
And he was 80 years old. Mm-hmm. When he had it done. Wow. So that's really amazing.
And he lived to tell about it, right?
He's turned 90 this year, okay. So he's doing really well. That's right. But I remember looking at him and seeing what I call, it's a mask of death that I see over somebody's face if they're going to pass away. And I said to my mom, "Dad needs to go to the doctor." "Oh, honey, he's fine. He's just a little tired." You know, she's 86 right now, yeah. But at that time, you know, she was 76. "Oh, he's fine." Well, no, because a week later, we all came home for a big party. And when my last sister arrived, because there's 10 of us, when my last sister arrived, my dad said to my mom, "Take me to the hospital. I'm having a heart attack." So we were all home for his surgery.
Yeah, right.
It was a blessing. It was a blessing.
Right.
But, and I remember going in, and I do healing also. And I said to my dad, he doesn't necessarily believe in what I do, Catholic, Italian, Republican.
Right. Okay.
And so, so he didn't really necessarily believe. And I said to him, "Dad, when you get out of the surgery, is it okay if I heal you?" And he goes, "Yeah, whatever you want to do."
Yeah, right. Just don't bother me right
like,
now.
Like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to know. So I did work on him, and the doctor told him, this is true, he said, "The deal is, I wish all of my patients would come through this surgery like you do. I don't know what you've done. I don't know what it's about, but all I know is it's amazing." So. Mm-hmm.
Well, how did you touch him? Or, I mean, what did you
do
for him?
No, I do hands-on healing where I hold above. I call in my guidance, and I just work around the heart. But I never touch anybody. That's not my job.
Is it kind of like Reiki at all? Or
it's very similar to Reiki, but I've done it since I was little. So so it's a little different than Reiki. But I have many friends that do Reiki, and I go and do healings with people that are Reiki master healers. Mm-hmm.
So did this accelerate your father's recovery?
Well, this is what they told us. Your dad's going to be in intensive ICU for 3 days. He'll go into step down on the fourth day. We'll see how he's doing fourth, fifth day. And after that, we'll put him in a regular room. My dad went out of ICU in 1 day, was walking down the hall the second day, and was home before they told him he'd be out of ICU.
Wow, very impressive.
It is. Right. It is.
Once again, I just wanted to say that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This program is Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. My guest this month is Camille Procaccini. She's a well-known professional clairvoyant and certified hypnotherapist. Now, what about your own health issues? Do you ever look in the mirror and perhaps see something that is indicating to you that you need to seek professional attention, perhaps? Anything like that?
You know, if... so far, I've been blessed not to have too many big issues. But, yeah, if I need to go, I'm going to hear my guide say, "Hello, go see the doctor, do whatever." But
right.
But knock wood, I've been healthy, so.
Yeah, right. So that's a good thing, obviously.
And, Mike, I'm older than you.
Right, okay. Well, thanks for sharing that, you know.
But we don't know how old Mike is.
Yeah, right. That's the mystery. That's the riddle. But I'm 56. I've got no problems. There it is. It's out there. It's a number.
It is a good number. It's a good number. It's a magic number 11.
Right, master number. Now, what are the master numbers? I've been led to believe they're 11, 22, 44. Is that correct? 33, too, mm-hmm. or?
11, 22,
33. Not 44.
I've not seen it.
Okay.
11 is a master number of balance with the self. 22, master number of balance with self and then with all other people. And 33 is master balance with you, and the one known as Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. Jesus was a 6, wasn't he?
He was a 33. He died
33,
at 33.
6, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we never take a master number down to the lowest denominator.
Right.
Ever.
Right. It always stands on its own.
It stands on its own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think that's interesting because there have been several, celebrities and stuff that rise to that. Sometimes you don't rise to the highest point of that number, though, right? I mean, you can operate at a lower vibration as well sometimes.
Right.
Maybe at a 6 as opposed to a 33.
Well, when you receive a 33, let's say this year you were a 33, okay? What it says is accepting this into your life. It doesn't mean, Mike, that you're going to get it.
Right.
You could repeat this again.
Right. But I mean, isn't it, when you reduce 33, that's 6.
Yeah, but it's not a low vibration for me. A 33 is come up here, don't go down there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to the 6, go to the 33. And so it's a higher number of energy that you need to go to instead of saying, oh, well, I didn't get it, I'm a 6, sorry about my luck.
Yeah. I don't want to try that hard.
I'm sorry, I'd have to elevate. I don't want to do that.
That's right. That's work, that's too much.
Work.
Yeah. And who wants work, in that respect sometimes. But I know of people that, they're 11s, 22s, and they're just everyday, people.
Right.
Not necessarily anything special, but based on what they're here to learn, they are still operating at a certain master number?
Really, when you get the birth number, so say you get a birth number 11, that means that you are here to unconditionally love yourself no matter what's happened to you in this life that you've chosen. And to accept that and go with the flow of that, and that's what elevates you. It's the acceptance piece of it. Same with partnerships or marriages or relationships with all people. It's looking at that 22 and saying, I'm here to have great relationships with people. What does it mean without taking me out? What does it mean to have a great relationship with somebody? And so a 33 is a high spiritual number because it's known as the Jesus number. So mm-hmm. he was a man who walked the earth and talked about love.
Right.
L-O-V-E, that's what Jesus was about.
Right, okay. Acceptance and all that.
That's
good
right.
stuff.
But accepting self first and then accepting that there's a power higher than yourself. So mm-hmm. that's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever predict world events at all? Do you ever get impressions on, say, the economy or the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
the conflict there?
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything you can share with us in that respect?
Well, we're in a moment of dilemma right now, and people are not looking at what we're really here to do, and that's kind of simplify, Mike, and you'll see it with everything. They're trying to gather more things, and what we need to do is let go. Keep it simple, sweetie. That's the thing that I would tell you, okay? The less you have, the better off you're going to be. You don't need all the big cars. You don't need all that money necessarily unless you're doing good with it.
Right. Well, it depends on who you talk to, and they feel they're doing good with it. Maybe it's
not really working out that way. Right. A lot of people are doing. I'm not saying that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
But I really feel in our government and that issue, which I really don't like politics all that well, the problem for me with everything that's been happening and how it was laid out is that it's me against you instead of what's best for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that bugs me just a little.
Right. But that's always been politics. I mean, what's
not as
best?
Ugly and as nasty as it's been this week.
Or petty.
Well, it's petty. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Who's got the bigger car?
Right. Or who's got the most constituents or whatever it might be. But, you know, it's not always that way.
No.
Now, what about the Middle East? Anything there? I mean, do you...
You know, we're not going to change too much. I mean, we are going to pull out of there. The Middle East is going to do what they're doing. But I've been telling people recently that I feel that you're seeing all the people rise up. You're seeing it in London right now. Mm-hmm. You're seeing it here. People are starting to rebel. And it's like a revolution for me is what I keep seeing happening, you know. Mm-hmm. And I really think Mother Earth is going to take us out before the Middle East comes back to take us out.
Really? You think that Mother Earth is going to give up on us, or we're going to destroy
it? No, she's just tired of the garbage, and she's getting us hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hot, earthquakes, everything.
Really? So a lot of natural disasters, do you think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can see them. You've seen them for the last year. You're going to see them again. It keeps coming.
Yeah, like the tsunamis, earthquakes, things like that.
And that's mass karma for me. A lot of people don't really talk about that, but when 40,000 people leave at one time, for me that's what's called mass karma. They all agreed to come in at one time, no matter how old they were, they all agreed to leave at the same time.
Right, and nothing is really going to change in that respect, right?
No.
Mm-hmm. It's written in the sky or whatever, in heaven.
It might be a salt tablet somewhere, I don't know.
Yeah, not quite sure.
Parchment.
Well, with that information, we're going to move on. And Camille, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you, how could they do so?
You can go to my website at www.thepsychicnextdoor.com. You could reach me by phone at 734-662-1433 or 734-649-1817, and I'll be glad to take your calls.
Okay, great. Now, I know that you have different classes, too, and one thing I wanted to ask you about is, what is the class? You have a class about universal signs?
Yes.
What does that mean? What is a universal sign, would you say?
Well, really, it's asking for signs and receiving them. So, universal sign for me is like, if I'm asking, even for myself, am I to do XYZ? And then I ask for the sign of a buffalo. And then when the buffalo comes, it'll come, you know, somebody can give me a stuffed animal that's a buffalo because it reminded them of me. I could see a buffalo walking across the, because it's my totem animal. Uh-huh. And or I may see a buffalo walking across the street. Highly unlikely. And if you do, please do not go near them. They're big. They're just like, I'd had a time where I asked for a sign, and Buffalo was a sign, and I was stuck in traffic, and on the overhead pass, there was a truck that had Buffalo written on the side. Hello, that's my sign. Uh-huh. So that's the kind of thing. And we do it, and we practice it. We do a couple, you know, maybe have three classes where we keep coming, and then people talk about the signs. It's just learning to trust you and that the signs will be delivered if you're supposed to be doing it or if you're not supposed to be doing it.
But then you have to interpret the signs, whatever they may be.
No, I made it real simple. If you think about it this way.
Okay.
If I'm asking you, so let's say Mike wants to know if he's getting a new car in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Not happening, folks, by the way, but I'll just share you that.
So, I'm not expecting to say so.
And Mike says, will I receive a car in the next 3 weeks? If so, show me the sign of a buffalo. In 24 hours. So the turnaround is 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see a buffalo in that time period, yes, you're having a car. If you don't see the buffalo, sorry about your luck, Mike. Yeah. We don't care.
Better luck next time, right?
Yeah, we'll pray for it to come sooner.
Yeah, right. Well, so that's interesting. I mean, it's always... There's always help out there.
Always.
One way or another.
One way or another, that's right.
Right. So that's very important. Well, Camille, thank you very much for being on the show. Once again, this is the third time you've done the show, I think more than anybody else. So I really do appreciate you being on the show. And thanks for the reading. And it was great to have you on the show. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Well, that's going to do it for another edition of Metaphysically Speaking. I want to thank my guest once again, Camille Procaccini, for doing the show. As always, very interesting, very, very informative. I really appreciate the fact that she has done this so many times. Thank you very much, Camille. And I also want to thank my producer, Brandon McKay, for doing this edition of Metaphysically Speaking. He helps me out quite a great deal. I do appreciate all his effort. And be sure to come back next month, Tuesday, September 20th, 2011, for another edition of Metaphysically Speaking. And in closing today, I want to read a poem that I've started to read every evening before I go to bed, because I think it says a lot, and I think it's a great poem. And the poem is by Edgar A. Guest. It's called Don't Quit, and this is how it goes. When things go wrong, as they sometimes will, when the road you're trudging seems all uphill, when the funds are low and the debts are high, and you want to smile, but you have to sigh, when care is pressing you down a bit, rest if you must, but don't you quit. Life is queer with its twists and turns, as every one of us sometimes learns, and many a failure turns about when he might have won had he stuck it out. Don't give up, though the pace seems slow, you may succeed with another blow. Success is failure turned inside out, the silver tint of the clouds of doubt, and you never can tell how close you are. It may be near when it seems so far. So stick to the fight when your hardest hit. It's when things seem worse that you must not quit. Once again, thank you for listening to this edition of Metaphysically Speaking. Have a great day, everybody.
Taylor, WHFR, Dearborn.
Have you ever had dreams or visions that did come true? Have you ever experienced deja vu? Has your intuition provided you with a clue on what to do? Or are you simply interested in something exciting and new? If so, check out Metaphysically Speaking every third Tuesday of the month from 1 to 2. Only on WHFR.FM, the station that is celebrating 25 years of broadcasting.
The fall 2011 semester here at Henry Ford Community College begins Thursday, August 25th. To register for classes, visit us on campus at 5101 Evergreen Road, just south of Ford Road in Dearborn, or online at hfcc.edu today. That's 5101 Evergreen Road in Dearborn, or sign up online at hfcc.edu.
This is an official station of the MAEB. The Michigan Association of Educational Broadcasters was formed in 1977 to support your local high school and college.